Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
That is Casper featuring Zola 7, Bongi Nkosi. And before that, it was given illustrative Sedi Ilaka, 28 minutes. It is just before 2 on, just before 1 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng. And I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3, Germany Johan Els will be coming through with something else. Family, remember, you can now list your business on the Radio Pulpit website. Packages on a brand new business or online business directory start from as little as 1,500 per year. And yes, per year. Register now to receive a pre-launch discount and an added value in the form of jingles and an interview on radio. Will you partner with Radio Pulpit as a trusted brand and reach more than 400,000 loyal listeners? If you say yes, send us an email with the word register to gospel at radiopulpit.co.za and we will contact you. All right, family, I'm just going to shift over and allow Pastor Theo Mkabela to continue teaching on faith. If you remember, we were talking faith on was it on Tuesday? It was on Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. He was teaching on faith. It was on Monday. Yes, he was teaching on faith, and so he's continuing on that at this moment. Let me appreciate Apostle APMNCO saying, Shalom family, God really cares beyond our challenges, and we say amen and amen to that. We are of more value. We are of more value. If he cares about the sparrow that would even fall, and what more about us? He cares more about us than all the other things. And so we are grateful for his love. We are grateful for his care. And that's why he cares about us. He doesn't even want us to be anxious. He will use his word and say, be anxious for nothing, you know? And so we need not to even worry nor be anxious, because we are in capable hands. We sing and say, he's got the whole world in his hands, but we forget that he's got us. We are there. When we say he's got the whole world in his hands, we are part of all of that. He holds it together. If you even look at the world, how it's shaped, it never falls. You never hear of the world coming out of the orbit and hitting other planets and, you know, spiraling under, you know, without control. No, you never hear of that, because he holds it together. Even the orbit on its own, it's held together by him. So we see the planets that are there. We talk about the new planets that are being discovered. People are going to Mars, you know, just for 15 minutes, going in and coming out and coming back, paying whatever millions to go there. That mass that they go to, it's held together by God. And so we see everything, the Milky Lane. If he created all of that, what more about us? I mean, we are so small compared to the orbit, compared to the everything that's out there, the galaxy as a whole, compared to the world on its own. But he cares about us. He cares about this little being that he has made to rule over the earth, to nourish the earth, to take care of the earth. He cares about us. He cares about you. If he's able, if he didn't, right now the earth would be spinning uncontrollably, would be holding on to everything. And so if he's able to take care of that, he's able to take care of you and put you together and hold you together, that your life never crumbles. Trust him. I'm crossing over now to Pastor Theo and continuing with us on faith, giving you the sounds there from Hle Ntobela, Never Run Dry, and then going straight to Pastor Theo Mkabela. And it's exactly 24 minutes now to 1. You are listening to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. This is where you are, and it is Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. Good day to you, family.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Greetings again in the name of Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the Living God. And we are speaking about faith and the Word. In this section, we're speaking about the power of faith and the Word of God. Let's start off by saying that prayer, the prayer of faith, causes God to interfere in the affairs of men. The prayer of faith breaks the power of all impossibilities, and all things are possible to those who believe. Impossibilities change to possibilities to those who have faith in God and those who trust God. In your spiritual needs, in all your material needs, in all your physical needs, all of them are received from God by simply having faith in God, simply believing in God, simply trusting in God, obeying God. When we surrender our fears to God, faith takes over, and then the possibilities of God, they begin to manifest in our lives. And therefore, it is important for us to understand that the just shall live by faith. For you and I to experience the manifest presence of God, the blessing of our salvation, the blessing again and the inheritance of our salvation, we need to surrender our fears. We need to surrender our rebellion. And therefore, I encourage you today, surrender your rebellion. When you surrender your rebellion, you take an action of believing, trusting, and obeying God. Obedience is an act of worship to God. Obedience leads to a life of blessings, and disobedience leads to a life of curses, judgment, and death. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. When we do not live by faith, we are living in fear. When we do not live by faith, we are living in rebellion. When we do not live by faith, we are living in disobedience. And we have learned that disobedience leads to a life of curses, judgment, and death. Obeying God causes the blessings of God to flow in the life of a believer. Obedience is hearing God's word and acting according to the word of God. In the book of 1 Samuel 15, verse number 22, the Bible declares to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. When we do not obey God and we choose to live in rebellion and disobedience, living in the dimension of fear, the Bible says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Whatever it's done and it's not done by faith, the Bible says it is a sin. And that sin is equated to the level or the dimension of witchcraft in the life of a believer. When a believer refuses to live by faith, the Bible declares that you are stubborn, and therefore stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. So therefore, it is therefore encouraged for believers to live by faith in this time, so that we may not act in rebellion, so that we may not act in stubbornness or stiff-neckedness, so that we may not commit iniquity and idolatry before God. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being a king. This is Samuel speaking to Saul. He says, Saul, because you have rejected the word of God. When we reject the word of God, the Bible says we are also are rejected. So therefore, faith is having faith and believe in the word of God. And therefore, I encourage you, surrender your rebellion to God in the name of Jesus. Act according to the word of God. And let us read in the book of Jeremiah 1. The Bible says, we have been set over nations and kingdoms. We have been set over nations and kingdoms. In the book again of Revelation chapter number 1, the Bible says we have been made a kingdom unto God of kings and priests. So therefore, in our priestly calling, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation, and therefore in our king in our kingly anointing in the kingdom of God, we have been given the power to rule, to reign, and to govern with God. God rules the universe. God rules the nations. God rules the kingdoms by the decree of his spoken word, by his written word, by his prophetic word. God rules the nations and the kingdoms. Do you understand? By his own spoken word, by his written word, and also by his prophetic word. God's word provides the final authority in heaven and also in earth. The Bible says the earth he upholds and maintains and guides the universe by his mighty word, or by the power of his own mighty word. And therefore words are powerful, in that in the book of Genesis chapter number 1, the Bible exposes us to God, the Creator. It says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The same creative power has been given to us. Life and death, it's in the power of a believer. In the book of Hebrews 1, verse number 3, God Elohim, the creator of the heavens and the earth, in the book of Genesis 1, the creator upholds all things by the words of his own power. You still have an opportunity today to change the way you speak as a king. God has given you his scepter as a king and as a priest. The scepter to rule and to reign. We change history by the words we speak. We shape history by the words we speak. We change homes by the words we speak. We change circumstances of life by the discipline of our tongue. We shape and build and transform communities by the words we speak. We speak life and death in our tongues, because life and death, it's in the power of the tongue. And therefore, I still remind you, learn to speak right in the name that is above every name. Speak life to yourself. Speak life to your circumstances. Speak life to your body. Speak and declare life and health upon your body. If you speak what others are speaking, that this COVID-19 will kill me also, you have just sentenced yourself to death. And therefore, in the name of Jesus, and I say to you today, speak and declare health to your body. Speak prosperity. We know and we understand that people are losing their jobs. Companies are closing. Many are not working. Our work rate today is now reduced to 45% of those who are not working today, which means nearly half of our population in South Africa, it's at home. And therefore, as a believer, you are in the world, but you are not of this world. You've got to speak the word of God. The scepter of the king is in your hand in the kingdom of God. As a priest, speak life. As a king, speak life at home. Speak life over your children. Speak life over your husband. Speak life over your wife. Speak life in your business. Speak life over and at the workplace. Speak growth and promotion and prosperity and abundant life. Speak life in your business and over your business. Let's continue and speak life over South Africa. Let's speak life over the continent of Africa. Let's speak the blessings of God over South Africa, prosperity over our nation, the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding. You have been set over the nations and the kingdoms. The Bible declares the word of God, which is the rhema word, which is the spoken word of God, proceeds from the mouth. And it is called the proceeding word, because it proceeds from the mouth. We exercise authority and we change the course of territories through the power of the word. Let's learn from the Lord Jesus. It is through the power of the spoken word that he forgave sin. It is through the power of the spoken word that he healed the sick. It is through the power of the spoken word that he cast out devils. It is through the power of the spoken word that Lazarus was raised from the dead. It is through the power of the spoken word that the sea, the raging storm, was stilled. It is through the power of the spoken word that food was multiplied. It is through the power of the spoken word that judgment was executed. It is through the power of the spoken word that the blessings of God was bestowed. And therefore, the church of God, God rather, rules the universe, the earth from Zion, and that is his own church. The scepter of strength with Yahweh extend from Zion. The scepter of His strength extend from our homes. It extends from His dwelling place. It extends from the sight of His own sight and the throne of God. The extent of God's rulership extends from the seat of His government. It extends from the habitation of His own presence. It extends from the place of His praise and worship. The extent of God's judgment, it extends from the place of praise and worship. God extends His rulership in the midst of His people, manifesting His presence and demonstrating His power and glory. And therefore, how do we access the extension of God? We experience Him and get connected Him, because the Bible declares Him in the book of 1 John chapter 5 and reading verse number 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. You are an overcomer. Just believe. You are victorious. Just believe. You are able to change the course of history. Just believe. You can change the course of your family. Just learn to speak right. In the name of Jesus. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. It is through our faith and the declaration of the word of God by faith that sin will be forgiven, sicknesses will be healed, devils shall be cast out, the dead shall be raised, the raging storm shall be stilled in your life, food will be multiplied when we speak the word of God, judgment against Satan and all the plans of Satan against your life shall be executed by those who are convinced in the power of the word of God, by those who are convinced in the power of the spoken word, by those who believe and trust in the word of God, by those who have confidence are in God, by those who have firm conviction that is based on God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the word of God, by those who have totally committed themselves to the word of God and the word of God, by those whose heart is yielded in confidence in God. Faith is a heart confidence. Faith is a mental accent. Faith is a physical action on the word of God. Faith is obeying the word of God. And I declare to you today that have faith in God. Stop being rebellious. Surrender your rebellion to God. Because for rebellion is a sin of witchcraft and stubbornness as iniquity. Stubbornness as the sin of idolatry. Surrender it to God and let us close. Faith and works. Faith is not only what we have received, but faith is something that which we do. Faith is something that which we do. If you read in the book of James chapter 2, from verse number 14 to verse number 26, you will discover the following. That genuine faith produces good works. Genuine faith produces good works. Number two. When we believe in God, we will experience good things in our lives. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. I declare to you today that you are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. Therefore, arise and conquer your sicknesses. Arise and conquer sicknesses and disease. Arise and conquer your territories by faith. For whoever, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And whosoever that overcometh the world, and who is that overcometh the world, but he that believeth in Jesus, that Jesus is the Son of God. And I declare to you today, only believe, only have faith in God, only trust in God, only believe in God, only believe in God. All things are possible to those who believe. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcast. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.